Good morning. We continue here on Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Amarches Simen Yud Aleph, and the Chayyim introduced this gezeira of playing a game because of a concern with the game with the derech is to be kosev. A gezeira person might come to do ksiva. So we left off with the question: exactly what is the source for this gezeira? So there's a sefer from Talmud Chacham Ratzel called Shmus Yitzchok, and he has multiple swarm. Over 20 swarm in his series of Shrus Yitzchok, and one of them, the Chelik Dinei Shehiyo Bechazora, he has a perek where he talks about gzeris of things that Chazal didn't gozer, and do we have the concept of gzeris in those cases? And he brings multiple approaches. One of them, he brings two of them from the Chazon Ish, and they both of them are relevant to our discussion. One of them, this is the Chazon Ish. In Chelik Yeridei, where the Chazon Ish says that you find multiple Gemoras where the Gemara presents a Gzeira Derbanan, then the Gemara starts asking questions, does it apply in this case, does it apply to that case? And the Gemara starts reasoning through where it applies. So the question really, Chazon Ish says, is we should know what did Chazon do when they made the Gzeira. So it's doesn't seem to be logical. We don't have the Masura what the Gzera was. It sounds like the Gzera wasn't on that, but we're applying it to that situation. So he suggests a fascinating idea that Chazal, when they made a Gzera, they did not necessarily go through every single scenario. They made a general principle of the Gzera. And now it's left for the once they decided that's important enough to make a Gzera, it's left for each generation to work out the parameters and what it applies to. So it's possible, even in our generation, that we find something which seems to fit into the core gzeiros which already exists. We have a right to extend that and say this is included in that gzeira. We do find multiple sources of Chazal were concerned about the possibility of coming to write something with the derech, the way you would work with them as you do writing. So that applies over here. So this would be a logical extension of that concept. The other Chazon Ish is the Chazon Ish HaRachayim. Chazon Ish says something even more extraordinary. He says, even in a situation where there was no primary or preliminary preceding gzeira, which we can just expand to meet the situation, but we have something which is totally is new and has no connection to what was before, but it's something which is clear that it's very easy that a person could come and make a mistake. So the same way there were the gzeiros of Chemei Bizman Chazal, part of the responsibility of each Chacham and each Bezdin and their own Dalaramas is to create some type of gzeira to protect one from this potential easy mistake. So a person can easily make a mistake in Mechalel Shabbos. So it's incumbent upon the Dayanim of that generation to make a gzeira. And the gzeira is binding. That's part of the Karech of the Chomer. The Karech of gzeira is not limited to the gzeiras which were put in place by the Chazal and the Gemara. What those have advantage over this, what we're suggesting now is the two things. The geography, how universal it's binding. A bezin of a city has the ability to make something binding on its city. It's the covenants and the gzeres of Chazal are binding on all of Kal Yisrael. So where it applies to is the first significant piece. And the second significant difference between this gzeira that they're going to make because of the concern that it's easily going to cause a person to make a mistake. So, stop there.